You're listening to Monday Night's Arena. Comedian Kevin McAleer has a new string to his bow. And no, I don't mean Uncle Colm and Derry Girls. Kevin is now a mindfulness guru and he's bringing his gifts on tour around the country. At the moment, he'll be at the Allingham Festival in Ballyshannon this weekend. And he's joining me now from Radio Foyle and Derry. Before you go into guru mode just for a second, Kevin, you were another man, I think, who benefited. You'll have heard us, I think, hope, talking there about Gayborn, whose death was announced. You benefited from appearances on the Late Late Show in the early part of your career, Kevin. What are your memories of that?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, an appearance on the Late Late and a good thumbs up from Gay. And he gave me several good thumbs up for my stuff. Did you no harm at all, you know, when it came to selling the tickets? There was a definite knock-on effect. And my first memory of him was the first time I was on the Late Late. And there was a technical run-through before the show. And I hadn't been in too many TV studios at that point, and I was looking around to see where the cameras were. You know, I was thinking, like, where do you look even? You know, and so I was thinking, there's a camera there, there's one there. And he could see me, obviously, trying to get me bearings. And he said, don't mind the cameras, just talk to the audience, you know. And that was fantastic advice and just put me instantly at ease. And but I remember thinking, That's not his style, but it was perfect advice for me. But I was aware that he was aware of every camera and every angle, and the studio audience as well. I mean, that was the art of the broadcaster. He was completely tuned in to every aspect of the broadcasting experience, and he had to be, because 99.999% of his audience was down that lens. You know, the entire nation was looking. He was looking at the entire nation down that lens. Yeah. But for me, it was the perfect advice, and I took it. And it was also his way of saying, you know, I heard Christy saying the word Sonny there. It was his way of saying, relax, Sonny.
Yeah.
It's like, you're in good hands here.
Yeah.
And it was very short advice, but just beautifully perfect
at the time. Well, you've been in a few television studios since that, Kevin, it would have to be said, and on a few stages in the meantime as well, and on our screens, well, not quite at the moment, but I think there's another series on the way, isn't there, very soon, of Derry Girls. But I'm very interested to hear about this mindfulness guru. Have you been taking up some kind of mindfulness course? Are you giving this course?
I'm giving the course in very big inverted commas. Yeah, my latest comedy persona is you know, trying to pass himself off as an expert in mindfulness, and the idea is that he's very rich and very famous, and that he travels around the world giving very expensive courses on mindfulness and awareness to people who have enough money to swallow his ideas.
More money than sense.
I mean, I'm not saying that people who are into mindfulness are in that category. Yeah. I'm talking more about the charlatans who would make a few bob out of anything that comes their way. And there is definitely, you know, there's rich pickings there in that awareness mindfulness field for people who have the gift of the gab, you know, to get away with it. I've joined that club.
And do you actually perform some guruisms, if that's a word, on the audience in front of you? Is that what you do during the show?
Yeah, well I mean, it takes the form of a talk, you know, an introductory talk to a long 3-week course, which they've signed up for. They don't know that until they come in the door. But I also do, you know, a few little examples of mindfulness to show them the treats that are in store for them, you know. So I do put them through their paces a bit.
Any bit of mindfulness advice that might work down the radio waves from yourself this evening?
Well, it's dangerous to do it live on the radio, you know, because you don't want to encourage people to close their eyes and let go if they're driving the bus, or if they're, you know, if someone at the dentist, you know, like, I don't want to be sued by anybody. But for yourself, I'm picking up, you know, I pick up vibrations from people, and the vibrations I'm picking up from you is that you haven't switched your phone off.
Well, I haven't, but it's upstairs, not in studio. That's punishable by death.
I can feel the vibrations. Yeah.
So it's that type of advice that you're prepared to charge $18,000 for a 3-week course.
That's right. It is a lot of money, but then it comes with a full money back guarantee. If you're not happy, you get your money back. And I have $18,000 cash on me at all my shows. And if anybody's not happy, I just give them the full refund in cash.
Offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, and then I say, are you happy now? And then they say yes. So then I say, I'll have it back then.
So Grant. Listen, I do want to talk a little bit about Uncle Colm, because he's a magnificent invention, it has to be said. Let's listen to a clip from Derry Girls. This is it was one of the episodes where you had been the victim of an attack by a number of balaclavaed men. There were two of them, and you're absolutely, well, Uncle Colm is at any rate, obsessed with which of them was the taller and which of them was the shorter. He's not quite sure. And only Uncle Colm could spin this out for a minute or two.
And that's when the smaller fella, although, as I say, we're talking an inch. An inch and a half at most.
Need a drink.
He has the bright idea of tying me to the radiator, you see. And I remember saying to myself, says I, Colm, it's a good job you're the Economy 7 on the old timer, or you'd be roasted here.
Did you go for the Economy 7 in the end, Colm? I thought you says the hot water sentence were mine feet.
For the love of God, there are no diversions, please.
Aye, come on, let's pick it up. They tied it to the heater.
They did indeed. And there I am, shackled to the thermostatic valve with me new shoelaces, when one of them, the smaller fella, or hang on, maybe it was the...
Doesn't matter, Colm.
Well, it was one of the two. He's looking for the keys to the van. Oh, ranting and raving and getting himself all worked up, threatening to set fire to me good chaise longue and all sorts. By Jesus, they were absolutely desperate to borrow their own van.
Colm, they didn't borrow your van. They stole your van, used it to move arms across the border, and then they blew it up.
Aye, nightmare altogether.
Och, well, I'm delighted for you, Colm.
What?
Well, I just mean that, well, before he had nothing really going for him, but now... Well, now he is somebody. Now he's the fella that got tied to his own radiator.
Thanks, Sarah.
There we go, Uncle Colm. Kevin McAleer is Uncle Colm in Derry. Just wondering about that, Kevin. You know, because obviously the persona is not far off, particularly from, I'm thinking of was it from Animan that you used to do in days gone by, the fellow who watched the light going off on the television and could talk about that for an hour and a half. Did they let... In terms of Derry Girls, how scripted are Uncle Colm's pieces? Or is it a case of Colm, talk about two fellas, 1 inch or higher or shorter than the other, and off you go?
Ah, scripted every word, you know. And the script is like poetry, you know, like every word of it is just polished to perfection. Like that phrase, shackled to the thermostatic valve. You know, I was thinking of asking Lisa McGee, could I use that as the title of my autobiography? You know, shackled, a life in show business or something like that. It's just beautifully written.
Yeah, and is it very difficult then to do that acting side as opposed to the stand-up comedian, or do they feel like the same thing to you?
It's worryingly easy for me to do that boring, long-winded, slow-talking character, you know. People compliment me on how naturally I do it, you know. So it's a very dubious compliment to have, but I take it as a compliment. It's a bit of a struggle, but You manage.
Yeah. And we'll see you in the new series, will we?
I'd say, I hope so. I mean, Lisa McGee has just had a baby there very recently, so that's put the whole thing back about 6 months. But I think they're talking about May or June, or you know, in 2020 to do the next one. So, I mean, I don't assume, you know, like Uncle Colm could have died of boredom by then. You know, I'd like to definitely be there again.
Hopefully he'd still be around. That's Kevin McAleer speaking to us there. And Kevin will be bringing his Guru Show to the Allingham Arts Festival at the Abbey Arts Centre in Ballyshannon in County Donegal this Saturday, the 9th of November. And you'll find out full details of that and indeed everything happening at the festival on allinghamfestival.com. And he is touring around the country, including a date in Ballina, I see, in the Arts Centre there on Friday the 29th of November. And you can find out full details of all of the other dates on kevinmcaleer.com.